Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine because we are starting. Hey there. Welcome back to the Live Free Podcast with another student success story. We're doing double episodes this month to celebrate our Live Free Academy spring sale. So if you listened the past couple weeks, you know that I mentioned we were preparing for our spring sale and it's live, but it's only live for a few days. So if you're listening in real time, when this episode dropped, you are within the window to enroll in the Live Free Academy and save $500. All of the details can be found at our course page on michaelaquinn.com/academy. We'll also link to it in the show notes so you can check that out there. And the sale will go from Monday, April 17th, that's today, through Wednesday at midnight, Wednesday, April 19th at midnight. So it's a quick time. We tried to give you warning and leeway to figure out if now is the time. So I hope if you are either on the fence or just enrolled, this is another episode to help you see what is possible, to help you envision building your business, what it can look like for you and your family. And in today's episode, you're going to get to meet Kelsey Trujillo. Kelsey is a mom of three boys, three and under, which holy moly, that's a lot. She started building her business in October of 2022. So just a few months ago, after her husband pushed her into this, she started in October. And then in December, she had lost her full-time job and she wanted to give up 2 weeks in to the class. But now, she has four clients. So her prior experience to freelancing, she spent several years in special education. After her first son was born, she started taking care of an Alzheimer's patient and nannied before diving into the virtual assistant world full time. And by full time, we mean part-time hours because she is a mom with three boys at home. I hope you enjoy hearing her story of how she built her business, what it looks like, the ups and downs, and how she was on the brink of giving up, but kept going, and shortly after landed that first client and that snowball. Hope you have a great day. And again, don't forget, if you're ready to enroll in the Live Free Academy, check out all of the details on our course page at michaelaquinn.com/academy. And if you enroll before April 19th at midnight, you can save $500. Whether you choose to enroll on the payment plan or pay in full, you'll get immediate access to the entire course content, all of the support elements, and can even take advantage of PayPal financing. Okay. Hope you have a great day. I hope you love this episode. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me via email, hello@michaelaquinn.com or Instagram @michaela.quinn. Kelsey, welcome to the Live Free Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you for coming on. I know it's kind of like, maybe you've never been on a podcast before and it can be
not. So this was really an honor and I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, you've been so active in the Facebook group and I know you got started in October and kind of had some discouragement. December was hard, but you stuck with it. You kept going and yes, you're here on the other side with good news and hopefully just some inspiration for those people who are kind of in that like should I start phase, or even those that have kind of started, but are on that, like, should I give up phase? So let's kind of just start at the beginning. Give us a background, who you are, what you do, and what kind of led you to freelancing.
Awesome. So I am a mom of three boys. My oldest is 3.5. My middle child will be 2 in a couple weeks. And then my youngest just turned 1. So very busy.
Back to back to back.
Yes. Very busy. So before having them, I used to work in education. I was a special ed para. And I also nannied along with that. And then after my first, I actually worked with a Alzheimer's patient for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And then when I had my second, I stayed home and watched another little boy up until December. So at one point, I had 4 boys, all under the age of 3, that I was watching every day.
Oh, wow.
And my best friend ended up joining your academy almost 2 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
And my husband kept pushing me and telling me, like, you should really do this. I think you'd be great at this. And with anything, starting something new was scary and so out of my comfort zone. So I was hesitant for a while, but then it kind of got to a point where I was like, okay, we need to be a little bit better off financially. I don't want to be watching other kids the rest of my life. My 3 are plenty. So I finally decided to go and do your class. And within the first 2 weeks, I got my first discovery call.
Uh-huh.
I was not even done with the class yet. And it went really well. And let me tell you, that first no was like really discouraging.
Yeah.
But I just kept going. And then like a week later, I got another one with another no. And so then I was starting to doubt myself, wondering like, man, maybe I really am not good at this. I don't know if I can do this. The only experience I really had was with one of my really good friends who owns a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And I've helped her on and off the last several years with order intakes and calendar management and her Facebook group. And so like that gave me some confidence to start. But then when I started getting all those no's, I was like, oh man, I don't know. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah. What were you doing to land these discovery calls?
Really, I was kind of just following what you did in the class. I was applying to all the OTO positions.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, I was kind of surprised because I was newer to have landed a discovery call. And I really thought I had it. I had it. And like, funny story, she actually is one of my clients now. So my first no ended up becoming one of my clients eventually.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Just some advice, like, don't get too discouraged with the no's.
Yeah. They're gonna happen. Like, it is normal, especially in the beginning. Like, your first couple discovery calls, you're still trying to get comfortable being in that driver's seat a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, getting those no's, it can be so discouraging. Like, we all feel it. But I think if you're someone who's been told no and you're feeling discouraged, just take a step back and remind yourself, okay, I'm getting on discovery calls. Like that is a huge milestone in and of itself. That is a huge sign. If you've been on 10 discovery calls and you haven't landed one of those clients, let's talk.
Yeah. Because
it's going to take yourself some time to get used to and comfortable in those calls.
Yeah.
And once you're comfortable, then that's when you start to get the yeses and the yeses. And so don't give up because of a couple no's. There's always something maybe that could be tweaked. Maybe there's nothing you did wrong. Maybe it's just someone had something a little bit different that was a better fit for their immediate needs.
Yeah. And one of my discovery calls that wasn't no, she ended up following up with me and told me that everything sounded great, but she just felt I wasn't as confident. And so then I was like, okay, well, what could I do to change that? And I started doing Swap It Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
And that made me feel more confident.
Mm.
And then asking some friends, like one of my friends who's a photographer who did our newborn shoots, I asked her if she needed help and a realtor friend if they needed help. And then starting to do stuff for people I knew made me feel comfortable and confident.
Yeah.
And I think that was a big game changer too.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Like that's awesome.
Confidence piece. Cause right after I started doing that, that's when I started booking clients.
Yeah. Okay. Keep us going on your timeline. I interrupted you. So you had those first couple no's.
Yeah.
Started in October. Now we're at December, right?
Yeah. So December was a really rough month. That was like between kids being sick, I wasn't really able to work. And then I found out December would be my last month working for the kiddo I was watching.
Uh-huh.
So instead of thinking I had more time to get my business up and going and still make money, I was out of time.
Yeah.
Like I was super discouraged. I really was like, this isn't going to work. This hasn't been working. So I started applying to watch other kids and like was in full on panic mode.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's normal when your income that you've been relying on is ripped away.
Yeah.
Outside of your control. Like that panic is very normal.
Yeah. I was in a terrible mental space. Uh-huh. It was not good.
And that's a hard month. Like that is, first of all, everyone's sick. So difficult. You're trying to build a business and three kids are sick. So you're like, when am I ever going to be able to get a chance to actually do this? Yeah. And then you have the holidays, which is expensive. And it's also December is typically a really slow season in the freelance space because people are focusing on family. So December, like, oh man, December's a rough one.
Yeah, it was really hard. You know, I had several calls that I had done that I hadn't heard anything back from. There weren't really many job postings going on. And I was just like, okay, I need to do something else. This is just not going to work. And I was really ready to just throw in the towel. I was at the point of even thinking of asking for my money back. So it's like, this is not working.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept seeing posts online, you know, whether you're a believer or not, of don't give up. Things are going to change. Just keep holding on. Things will get better. And so I held on to that. And right before the new year, I get an email from someone that I had a discovery call with back before Thanksgiving and said she wanted to move forward.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my God, this is like the biggest blessing.
Oh.
This is amazing. And granted, it was still nowhere near the income I lost, but it was a start.
It was a start. And that first one, that is like, that is
amazing.
You did it. Now you can do it again and again.
I literally like cried when I got that email.
I'm like tearing up. I'm like tearing up too.
It was so great. And she's been a wonderful client. I was so blessed. And then a week later, I get an email from the person I had my very first discovery call with. And she told me it wasn't working with the gal that she had. And she wanted to know if I was still interested. Told me she was so sorry she didn't go with me. And she has been such a blessing.
Mm.
And we actually just upped my hours the other day because she's so happy with everything I've been doing.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, that was really huge. She's been so great to work for.
Yeah.
I had another one that was actually from hiremymom.com.
Uh-huh.
And then just last week, I got my fourth client, which finally put me over my income that I was making with my other job.
Mm.
Like we're finally in a good place and it's really great. And I actually have a call with another potential client that one of my friends referred me to.
Mm. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's super exciting. I'm so blessed. And I'm just really glad I didn't give up.
I was just going to ask you, like, how happy are you that you pushed through it? Like you stuck with it. It's so easy to give in and give up.
It really, yeah. I mean, it would have been so much easier to quit. And I just, you know, I kept seeing those posts saying, don't give up. Like things are about to change.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me was kind of like, yeah, right. Like, you know, whatever. But I held on to it. And sure enough, like I'm in a drastically different place than I was just a couple months ago.
Just a few months ago.
Yeah.
And it can take some time. And feeling discouraged like in December, that was really short from starting. And it does take time, but all of that momentum and effort that you put in those months did not go to waste. It just took people a little bit longer. So like the person, I'm curious about the person that hired you, the first one right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Did they ever get back to you and say like, no, I'm not hiring? Or did they just kind of ghost for a while?
So she actually had a lot of life challenges that I won't go into.
Yeah.
But it was more, she just, life got in the way. And I kind of kept up with her on social media and stuff. I'd message her on social media, which I really recommend when you're applying to these people, follow them on social media, engage with them, make yourself known. Like the last gal that just hired me, she told me that she'd have to give me an answer in a week or so because she had a really bad week. So I emailed her a few days later just to check on her, just to see if she was okay. And that email, right after, it was, she said, let's move forward.
Yeah.
Like, it's really important to be, like, personable and self-known.
And you can do the, like, follow on social without being, like, you can do it in a natural way of just, like, hey, just wanted to say, hey, you know, I followed, we had our discovery call and, you know, wanted to follow you, or something simple. Or like if they share their dinner, it doesn't have to be like, hey, have you made a decision yet? Have you made a decision that you're going to hire me?
Exactly.
It's just engaging like a person. They share, they're going to, I don't know, pick a sick kid up from school and they're bummed, like been there, done that. Just
something
not necessarily tied to following up about the specific posting or the job or the discovery call, but just be a, what am I trying to say?
Almost like a friend, like, you know, you're kind of just
top of mind
in your life.
Top of mind. That's what I was thinking of. It just helps you stay top of mind and it establishes that personal connection outside of just the transaction of, I need this done in my business and I'm going to pay you to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. I really think like that's made a huge difference. Because even with that first discovery call, that was a no, that's my client now, I still continued to follow her and I still continued to engage with her, even though it was a no.
Yeah. And you would be shocked at how many people, if they like did the interview process or got told like, we went with someone else, never respond to that email.
Yeah.
They kind of take it as a bitter, like, screw you, and or don't continue to develop that relationship. Just because it was a no doesn't mean it's a no forever. It's a no right now.
Exactly.
And that's so smart. And just being like, it comes down to just being like a good person and being, being a friend. Very few people would actually take the time to cultivate and stay present in those situations where someone went in a different direction.
Yeah. There's actually one I applied to way back in October. She was, I think, one of the first ones I ever applied to. And I never heard anything back. And then come December, she emailed back. And then things haven't really worked out because she's had some life issues, some family issues, and she actually had to step back from her business right before she was about to hire me, which is kind of a bummer. But I've still continued to stay present and engage with her, and I'm hoping maybe one day that will pay off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. That's just kind of how I am. I like to engage with people and check in on people.
And that, like, just from knowing you and the Facebook group and like our call today, like you're a nurturer. I get that vibe from you and clients can pick up on that. And that's why they picked you and have chosen to work with you. So I'm curious, all the clients that you landed, one was from Hire My Mom. The other three, were they from the job boards or?
Yes. They were all from the job. The other three were the job boards.
The LFA job boards. Awesome.
Yeah.
What is your role for these clients? Like what kind of things are you doing?
Most of them are social media. My biggest client, I really kind of do a lot of different things. I honestly think even after upping my hours, will probably have to go up again.
Yeah.
I am calling people for her. I'm doing social media for her. I'm organizing. Like, I mean, there is such a full spectrum of stuff that I'm doing for her. So hers is a little bit more hourly based, whereas some of the other ones are more like kind of package based because I'm posting on social media. But yeah, so I'm kind of I kind of dip into both VA and social media management.
How did you learn to do these things? Like, that is such a hang up for people. Like, but I don't know what to do. And when you're in that virtual assistant role, it's not tangible. Like, oh, this is exactly what you're going to be doing. And this is how to do it. Because everyone wants something different or needs something different in their business and has their own special way of like, I want things done this way. So how can you just kind of speak to how you figured out and started actually doing the things your clients want?
Yeah. Some of them, I mean, I've really like never done before. Like a lot of the stuff that one of my biggest client does, she's a really great communicator and that helps a lot. And she's very organized. So she kind of is great about going over like, hey, this is kind of how I want it done. But a lot of it is stuff in like Canva, and I've used Canva before. But I think the biggest thing is if you don't know, just ask. You know, if you get hired on or even if you don't, just ask.
Yeah.
Is this what you're looking for? Like, am I doing this right? You know, don't hesitate to check in and make sure.
Yeah.
But a lot of it I've just learned along the way. You know, I didn't know all of this stuff before applying.
Yeah.
I've talked to people too who say, well, I don't know how to do this, so I shouldn't apply. Apply anyways.
Don't be the one to tell yourself no.
Yeah. Exactly. You're cutting yourself short before you even give yourself a chance.
Yeah.
You can learn along the way. All of this is learning along the way.
Like the clients, when you're doing the VA work, they, in most cases, are going to be the one to walk you through, this is how I want things done. This is how to do it.
Exactly.
When it comes to social media, that's more where like you'll take the lead and like, okay, this is what I did. Is this what you're looking for? Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Did you have social media experience before starting to freelance now?
Honestly, that wasn't even really what I got started to do. It was more VA work. And as I started going, I was like, shit, I really like the social media side of this. I think this is a lot of fun. But I still, you know, it's still learning. I'm still constantly learning and asking questions. But I enjoy that piece. And
yeah.
Figure I'm on Instagram and Facebook as it is.
Yeah, you're a user.
For someone else.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I posted on Instagram my stories the other day, kind of saying, oh, I'm interviewing an LFA student. What do you want me to ask? And one person had this great question that I wanted, I think would be great.
Yeah.
So Sarah in life wants to know, how do you balance all the clients and not get overwhelmed?
Hey there, real quick interruption from me, Michaela Quinn. Anyways, I wanted to make sure that you knew that we just added a 12-month payment plan to our program, the Live Free Academy. You can enroll and get started today for just $147. If you go to go.michaelaquinn.com or just head to the show notes on this episode, we've got it linked there as well. You can read all the details and click one of the buttons to go enroll. And on there, you'll see the 12-month payment plan option. When you choose the 12-month payment plan option, you get the entire course the second you enroll. We don't hold anything back because you're on a payment plan. You'll get access to the How to Build Your Business from Start to Finish course, skills training, the job leads board, the coaching calls, the student community Facebook group, and everything else that is a part of the Live Free Academy program so that you can get started freelancing and land your first client in 30 days, 60 days, however long it takes you to go through the course and then start implementing. Again, you can see all the details at go.michaelaquinn.com/academy or head to the show notes and click the link there. All right, back to the show.
You know, it can be challenging sometimes. My biggest client is still only 30 hours a month. But before I even started getting clients, I sat down and made a calendar of my day and just kind of was like, okay, I have a pocket of time here. I have a pocket of time here. And I blocked out like 25 hours. And of course, having three kids at home, it doesn't always go that way. But I tried to just block out time. And then I kind of break down like, okay, this person is 30 hours. Break that down, divided by so many weeks. break that down by each day. Well, that kind of comes out to like an hour a day.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that for an hour a day for one person.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of break it down, but be realistic with yourself too. Like if you think it's too much, recognize that.
Yeah.
You know?
And you don't have to go from zero to working 25 hours a week. You can start with one client.
Even with my four clients, I'm still at like 17 hours a week.
Yeah. So under 20.
Yeah.
And you're at like your income goal?
I would still like to make more. And I'm hoping with this client I'm interviewing with, I can get there.
Yeah.
But I don't want to overwhelm myself either.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I have my three kids at home.
Yeah.
It's not always easy.
Yeah.
So yeah, but just, you know, if you sit down and you break down like, okay, I could find a pocket of time here and here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could do that for this client.
Yeah. When do you work? And like, what does that look like for you since you do have three boys at home? Do they go to daycare? Are they kind of independent players? Do you work when they sleep?
Yeah. So my oldest is only in preschool 2 half days a week.
Yeah.
So
is my Thomas. And it's sometimes like more work to get them to preschool than it seems.
It really is. Yeah. So I kind of try and work during those times. I work during their nap times. I do a lot of work actually when they go to bed, which some people might not think is fun.
Mm-hmm.
The work I do, I really enjoy. So I don't mind it.
Yeah.
And it's just easier when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do stuff on weekends here and there,
mm-hmm.
but I really just try and fit it in. Sometimes I'll put a movie on and get some stuff done then,
mm-hmm.
but I just try and fit it in during the day. But like I said, I wrote down like my pockets of time, and granted they change, but I just try and fit it in during those times.
Yeah. That's awesome. How has like life changed? Like, what can you speak to the difference? Because you were at home with your boys. What are the differences from doing freelancing compared to like doing the in-home daycare, watching kids in your home?
Yeah. I mean, the hours just look different. You know, I was working far more hours watching the other boy, but a lot of times they were kind of self-entertaining.
Yeah.
With this, I'm a little bit more engaged and having to do something. So that's kind of different. You know, sometimes it is harder to balance, especially being stay-at-home mom, still having to do the laundry, all those other things, because now I'm more engaged on a computer.
Yeah.
But so that's something I'm still trying to work and figure out now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's challenging in some ways, but in the best ways as well. You know, I enjoy engaging and doing all these things and still being able to be home with my kids.
Yeah.
It's really been such a blessing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just so happy for you. And kudos to your husband who was the encourager and like,
he's amazing.
Do this.
Yes. I mean, he kept pounding it into my brain. Like, you really need to do this. You really need to do this. And he kept telling me, don't give up, you know, don't.
Hi, sweet little boy. So those of you, your guys aren't seeing the video, but wait, that's not this is the 2.5-year-old.
This is my 2-year-old.
Okay, 2-year-old. Your kiddos are so good.
Most of the time, huh?
Most of the time.
We're pretty good.
So we're family friendly around here. We love kiddos on the podcast and coaching calls.
Yes, they're always around, huh?
Have they been on client calls?
Oh, yeah.
So that's another question I have for you. That's like, people are like, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I don't have daycare. How am I going to do client calls with kids in the background? Aren't people going to be turned off by that?
No, I mean, most of my clients have been pretty great with it. It's usually my little one who's on the calls because I try and schedule during nap times.
Yeah.
But no one's ever had a problem with it.
Yeah.
I mean, most my kids usually just sit there and watch and try and talk too. So it's not too bad.
Do you address it or do you just kind of say, do you just go?
I usually just go. Like I said, I usually try and schedule when they're all napping.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always work that way. But I'll usually say like before a call, hey, I might have kiddos at this time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And they've always been good.
And hasn't
no, had any differently never been. And honestly, if they were to be upset about it, then they're probably not a client I want to work with.
Yeah. And so you have clients who understand
yeah
reasoning and why you're doing this and know that.
Yeah. Something I always put in emails when I apply, mm-hmm. I always say, I'm a mom of 3 boys, 3 and under.
Yeah.
So people know, like,
yeah,
that's going on in my life.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Kelsey, as we wrap up, what's next for you? Have you thought about that yet? Or, I mean, you're still really new.
Yeah, I am. You know, I'm hoping eventually to take a little bit more on, especially as my kiddos get older.
Mm-hmm.
Are in daycare and preschool longer,
mm-hmm.
then I feel like I can take more on. But right now, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm hoping to maybe land one more client,
mm-hmm.
depending on how many hours and stuff. But yeah. right now, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at.
And yeah. You just get it. Enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to enjoy the hard work and determination.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Congratulations, Kelsey. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. I'm just so excited for you. And guys out there, if you feel like you're on the verge of giving up or feeling like it's not going to work for you, please, please, please reach out. I'm here.
The Facebook group has been so great.
The coaching calls. I can't help you if I don't know you're struggling.
Yes.
So please, please don't stay in the struggle space by yourself. We're here for you.
Yes. And you can do it. Don't give up. Don't ever give up on yourself. You can get there.
You will. And you will. Mic drop.
You will.
Thanks, Kelsey.
Thank you so much.
Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.